You found the Radio Thrift Shop. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this show may be for you. There's no agenda, no genre, just the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s until today. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Thrift Shop. And this is going to be a grab bag show, so we'll be digging in the crates for music we haven't heard in years.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sonny won't smile so sincere. Oh, sonny one so true, I love you. Sonny, thank you for that sunshine bouquet. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sonny, weren't so true, I love you. Sonny, thank you for that tree you let me see. Sonny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was born like wind-blown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Oh, Sonny, one so true, I love you. Yeah, Sonny. Hey, thank you for that smile upon your face. That gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire, and you're my one complete desire. Oh, sunny one so true, baby, I love you. Sunny one so true, I love you.
Thank you.
Very cool and scarce album by a group called The Diamonds, and a tune is Autumn Leaves. Before that, Sadakazu Tabata with a version of very well-known tune Spooky, and we started off with a 45 by George Russo and Sunny, tunes you may be familiar with. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and around the world at classical.wscs.org. You know I play Dusty Grooves. If there's anything you want to hear in any genre from any year, from wax cylinders to MP3s, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
This is Bert Note. For as long as humans have been solving problems, we've looked to the living world for inspiration. We've even got a word for it.
Biomimicry is a term that comes from the Greek, bios meaning life, and mimesis meaning to imitate. And so the idea is problem solving and innovation and design, where we are imitating what nature has already created.
That's Billy Allman, a futurist and biomimicry expert, who says that lots of modern inventions incorporate elements of biology, like airplanes.
That's an example of mimicry of form. So the Wright brothers, they actually studied turkey vultures and the aerodynamics of their wings as they were working on their first iterations of the airplane.
Nowadays, biomimicry is helping engineers design state-of-the-art technology, like energy-efficient vehicles and climate-resilient architecture. And Billy says there's still a lot more we can learn from nature, our first teacher.
I do believe that nature holds maybe not all solutions to all things, but I think a lot of what will be based on our continued understanding and exploration of the natural world.
Learn more about biomimicry in the latest season of Bring Birds Back, available in your favorite podcast app and at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jazzy Johnson.
DJ Frederick's tips on how not to do a radio show. Don't have a wavering voice. Have that deep, mysterious DJ voice. Don't use MP3s and WAV files. Use old records and tapes instead. Talk so fast that no one can understand you. Don't play any current top 40 tunes. Don't play any rap music. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. here on WSCS.
Late man, where to the wind. My words are all carried away. I talk to the wind. The wind does not hear. The wind cannot hear. Confusion, disillusion, all around me. I talk to the wind. My words are all carried away. I talk to the wind.
Kind of a mellow and haunting take on I Talk to the Wind by the Town Criers. Before that, 45 released on Buddha Records, the Jane Avenue Bus Stop with the Charles Church on Peacock Street from 1970. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. It's a grab bag show, so I am just digging things out of the crates, putting them on the turntable or into the tape machine or into the CD player. Yeah, stuff we haven't heard for years.
I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's a brown-eyed gal waiting on the levee. I'm riding the blind. Gonna satisfy my mind. Gonna see my old hometown tonight. Oh, she's coming round the bend. Clear the track, she's like the wind. Oh, she's bound to get to Natchez. Natchez on time.
I have roamed and I have rambled round the country, just a light-hearted fellow all alone. But I got to thinking here of my folks that are so dear, down in Mississippi, boys, I'm going home.
I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's a brown-eyed gal waiting on the levee. I'm riding the blind, satisfy my mind, gonna see my old hometown tonight. Oh, she's coming round the bend, there the track, she's like the wind. Oh, she's bound to get to Natchez on time.
Oh, the sun is shining bright in Mississippi, and the people are as friendly as can be. Fill that box plumb full of coal, let the eight-wheel drivers roll, cause that red ball train can't go too fast for me.
I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's a brown-eyed gal waiting on the levee. I'm riding the blind, satisfy my mind, gonna see my old hometown tonight. Oh, she's coming round the bend, where the track, she's like the wind. Oh, she's bound to get to Natchez on time.
From 1965, some Wisconsin surf music by the Bobby Nelson Quartet, East Meets West. And before that, We heard Wayne Rainey with The Red Ball to Natchez from a wonderful 78 released back probably in the late 1940s. Wayne Rainey went on to record several albums and 45s over the years. Great musician. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on Classical WSCS.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The deepest part of the Indian Ocean is one of the least explored spots on Earth. It's also one of the most dangerous. Major earthquakes have rocked it, causing major destruction, including what may be the deadliest natural disaster of the 21st century. The Sunda Trench, also known as the Java Trench, is a gash in the ocean floor. It curves around the islands of Sumatra and Java on the eastern edge of the Indian Ocean between Australia and India. It's about 2,000 miles long and up to 4.5 miles deep. Only one expedition has studied the trench in detail. In 2019, both people and robotic vehicles descended to its floor. They found an abundance of life, including several new species. One highlight was a possible sea squirt, a critter that looked like a wrinkled balloon tied to a long string. The Sunda Trench was created by the motions of the plates that make up Earth's crust. Plates to the west are plunging below the plates to the east. The zone where they intersect forms a V-shaped hollow. It's an active zone. The motions of the plates trigger powerful earthquakes. A quake in 2004 caused a tsunami that killed 250,000 people around the Indian Ocean. In this century, only an earthquake in Haiti might have been deadlier. The event led to the creation of a tsunami warning system for the region, keeping a lookout for danger from the Sunda Trench. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's groovy, psychedelic, cool, and strange. The Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Peace, man.
I caught her staring through my window. She asked me what I had to hide. I said that I'm here for your pleasure. Are you quite satisfied? The door is always open, feel free to come inside. My house has room to live in, my door is open wide. She said that we're all the same person. You are the better part of me. All we need is one another. The rest will come naturally. My door is always open. Feel free to come inside. My house has room to live in. My door is open wide. Grown a little older, we knew each other so long ago. We stopped and smiled at each other, and then we turned to go. My door is always open. Come inside. My house has room to live in. My door is open wide. My door is always open. Feel free to come inside. My house has room to live in. My door is.
Thank you.
Richard Groove Holmes with Work Song from his album Spicy. Before that, we heard The Rainy Days and My Door is Always Open Wide from 1967. And we started off with The Invaders and Latin Lips. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I don't know if I have Latin lips, but I am speaking into the microphone. I'm here with you every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS, celebrating my 26th year here at this wonderful radio station.
Allegheny Moon.
You're listening to The Lennon Sisters from 1956, and you're on the Soundbeat.
Romance tonight, so shine. Shine, shine.
If you're a Saturday Night Live fan, you've probably seen the Lawrence Welk skit with Fred Armisen as the venerable bandleader. The skits feature the fictional Merrill sisters of the Finger Lakes, but they're a nod and a wink to the Lennon sisters of the Pacific Ocean, Los Angeles. The Lennons, Diane, Peggy, Kathy, and Janet, were really sisters. That is, they are sisters, and they're still performing. Though Diane and Peggy have retired, and younger sister Mimi has filled in. In 2001, they were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. So how do they feel about the SNL skits? It just cracks everybody up, said Janet. It's hard for us to believe we're kind of an American institution. It's a refreshingly tolerant reaction. If you haven't seen the skits, well, let's just say you would understand if they'd been received poorly. Judge for yourself right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy Morrison with Put a Little Love in Your Heart from a 45 released in 1969 on the Elektra label. And before that, Leon Spencer from his album Where I'm Coming From, a cover of Stevie Wonder's Superstition. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd love to hear from you if you're enjoying these broadcasts. My email is radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Let me know what you would like to hear. The sky's the limit, or at least whatever's in the record crates.